how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Thursday, June 22nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Small businesses eye generative AI despite the challenges. Surveys highlight uncertainty and the potential as ChatGPT emerges as the leading tool. And Stack Overflow volunteer moderators are striking over new AI content policy calling for more effective GPT detectors. This is the Business of Tech. You knew it was coming. The AI stories would burst through. According to a GoDaddy survey, while most small businesses recognize the potential of generative AI, many are hesitant to adopt it without support. However, some early adopters use it to simplify tasks and focus on their business. 38% have tried generative AI, with 27% for fun and 11% for their business. More than half of respondents at 57% said they were eager to learn how to use generative AI would improve their business. The top five challenges small businesses face are growing the business and increasing revenue, attracting new customers, maintaining work-life balance, knowing where and how to market the business, and creating marketing content. And the runaway tool of choice for that 11%, ChatGPT at 70%. Number two, Bard at 29%. A new McKinsey report states that banks and retail are the business sectors first in line for the biggest boost from generative AI. 75% of the productivity gains from generative AI will come from just four business functions: customer operations, marketing and sales, software engineering, and R&D. An Equinix survey published last Wednesday found that IT leaders are uncertain about their organization's ability to support AI's growing use and demands. Upwards of 2 in 5 IT professionals are not very comfortable with their organization's ability to accommodate the growing use of AI. They are concerned about the capacity of their infrastructure and team. According to a Rackspace survey published last Thursday, 4 in 5 executives say that modernizing legacy apps and data stands in the way of potential AI benefits. Then again, it could be those executives that are the problem. In a new Ernst & Young survey, 89% of the workers polled disclosed that they believed adopting emerging technologies would benefit their company. However, 59% of them said their senior leadership was slow to embrace these technologies. And 52% of the polled employees say that the technologies are outdated when the respondents' companies decide to implement them. Next up, a rapid fire of new features and launches. Microsoft is bringing Copilot AI to Dynamics 365 ERP. The new services include Copilot across Dynamics 365 Finance, Project Operations, and Supply Chain Management. Vimeo has added OpenAI's tech for AI script generation and a teleprompter, and text-based editor to help tighten up filler words, long pauses, and those awkward moments. OpenAI has added new versions of its models, including one with 4 times the context length and reduced pricing. The company is also planning an app store for AI software. Otter.ai is launching a new chatbot to attend online meetings to help users summarize information and recall details they may have missed. Users can talk to a chatbot to answer questions about the calls it attended. Dropbox is adding 2 different AI services. First, a tool for summarizing and querying documents. The second is a universal search engine that accesses files in Dropbox and across the entire web. Called Dash, it is designed to move beyond strictly files and folders. Why do we care? Story time. SMB businesses are intrigued by the buzz they hear about generative AI, and while some tried ChatGPT, and it's always ChatGPT, they are looking for help on how to use the tools. Banks and retail are primed to use it, and broadly, you're looking for customer operations, marketing and sales, and R&D for places to implement it. There's a lot of nervousness. IT isn't sure how to do it, leaders think their systems aren't ready, and employees think leadership isn't prepared. This is an advisor's dream. Identify the stakeholders, bring them together, and find solutions. This is everything you're looking for in customer needs. And the options are coming fast and furious. I'm a Dropbox user, and I've been pondering their announcement as it compares with Copilot from Microsoft 365. This idea of a personal AI is emerging more and more. While I don't have a fully formed set of advice yet, I know that this will be an area of impact. What happens when the personal AI meets the work one? I broke this story out, and you'll see why in a moment. Volunteer moderators of Stack Overflow, a popular Q&A site for programmers, data scientists, and IT professionals, are going on strike to protest new mandates that make it harder for them to restrict AI-generated content. The company had previously issued a temporary ban on ChatGPT-generated content, but backtracked and left the decision to individual site moderators. Now, moderators say the company has issued new guidance that makes stopping the flow of AI-generated content nearly impossible. Stack Overflow has asked moderators to use strict standards of evidence to determine whether a post is AI-authored when deciding to suspend a user. Still, moderators say that current GPT detectors are not accurate enough. In response, a group of moderators have announced a strike and issued an open letter stating that the company has also issued private guidance prohibiting mods from taking action on AI-generated content in most cases. Why do we care? Slow down to speed up. While it seems obvious in hindsight, not being thoughtful about implementing a policy is biting the site hard. Why I'm bullish on the AI space. There's so much planning to be done to assist customers that a role is obvious to help. There's a listen to your customers angle here too. Talking with them about policy changes, particularly in cases where they are volunteers and critical to the business, is often overlooked. Slow down to speed up. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, National Kissing Day and National Onion Ring Day. Maybe not at the same time. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.